Emily Bryant, and I'm the executive director of Feeding Indiana's Hungry. And for the purposes of this interview, it's probably also helpful to note that I am the co-chair of the SNAPWorks for Hoosiers campaign.
Let's start off by talking about the proposed budget from President Trump and kind of what this means as far as nutrition programs like SNAP.
We've had a chance to look over the president's budget proposal, and we're extremely dismayed that he is looking to make significant cuts and structural changes to the SNAP program. To the tune of about $213 billion over 10 years. And this is achieved through reducing about a third of the actual benefit and making some changes to the program that would enable clients to be less able to access the food that they need to feed their families.
How will that actually work out, and do you think it's realistic? Kind of what do you think about the proposed harvest box from the USDA?
I think there's a lot of details missing, but our biggest concerns are that, first, it's eliminating a good chunk of benefits from households that are receiving $90 or more a month in benefits, and that really accounts for about 90% of SNAP households. It's a bad policy idea from our perspective because SNAP is so efficient and so effective the way that it runs now, and there's the dignity that comes from being able to shop at a grocery store just like the rest of us, the efficiencies of doing so, and largely there's that public investment piece. This is a private-public partnership where there are, as of December, 630,000 Hoosiers who are able to utilize the SNAP benefits they get at more than 5,000 Indiana retailers who accept SNAP benefits, as well as to 250,000 across the country. SNAP is so efficient and so effective the way that it runs now, and there's the dignity that comes from being able to shop at a grocery store just like the rest of us. Being able to use the program that way enables clients to get the food they need, and it enables them to get fresh produce, fluid milk, fresh meat, things like that, that the box concept that the president's budget proposes would not make possible. And so we want to encourage the USDA to keep the program and our members of Congress to keep the program structurally the same, because we think that producing a box to a household on a monthly basis, first, the logistics of it are extremely difficult, and our food banks have expertise in this because we do programs like that on a very small scale. This is a very large scale. And we have concerns because it removes the dignity of being able to shop at the grocery store just like you and I. We think the devil's going to be in the details, but what we would strongly encourage the members of our congressional delegation to do is to take a long, hard look at this and choose not to do it.
Anything else you want to add in about why this is such a program that helps families across the U.S.?
Of the nutrition assistance or the anti-hunger programs that exist in our country, 10% of what's being provided is coming from the charitable sector, like our food banks. And our food banks do amazing jobs at getting food to people where they need it and when they need it. But our operation is so much smaller than the programs that the USDA runs for nutrition assistance. So for the Feeding America network across the country, which is about 200 food banks, and our members are 11 of those, the network provides just one meal for every 12 that SNAP can provide. And I also sort of reiterate that these cuts aren't being proposed in a vacuum. There are other cuts in the president's budget to housing, health care, and income assistance programs that would be devastating to the population that we serve, which is nearly 1 million Hoosiers who are food insecure. I would also add that it eliminates, the president's budget eliminates the commodity supplemental food program, which is a food box program, but it's a very smaller program that serves low-income seniors. It's a program that is tailored to seniors. It works hand-in-hand with local senior service providers so that we're able to access them at an exceedingly lower cost to administer. So we think it's absolutely unacceptable to be cutting programs to low-income seniors as well.